नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग फोक्स, दिस इज news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
Star alliance in the works. Rajnikanth and Kamal Hassan shared a stage at a film launch in Chennai, but remain ambiguous when asked if their friendship from their filmy heydays would also translate into political alliance. Only time will tell, was Rajnikanth's reply to the Rajni Kamal combine. This past week of the Ministry of External Affairs decided to introduce some new radical changes in the passport policy. The last page of the passport, which usually has a person's familial details as well as address details, will be done away with. The MEA also decided that those Indians who need immigration check while leaving India will now be issued orange-colored passports, while those who don't require immigration check will continue to be issued the regular blue passport. And the Kerala politicians are seeing red over the colour scheme. I think this is an absurd move. It is ridiculous, said Shashi Tharoor. Nirmala Sitharaman became the first woman defence minister to fly on Sukhoi Su-30 MKI on Wednesday. Sitharaman took off in two-seater twin-engine fighter jet from an airbase in Jodhpur. Take a look at other politicians and ministers who boarded fighter jets before Sitharaman. Aadhaar is an electronic leash and the government could completely destroy an individual by switching off the 12-digit unique identifier number, petitioners have told the Supreme Court as it began hearing a batch of pleas challenging the constitutional validity of the government's flagship Aadhaar program and its enabling act of 2016. A class 1 student was injured when he was allegedly attacked with a sharp-edged weapon in the toilet of a private school in Lucknow, an incident similar to the killing of a Ryan School student in Gurgaon. Arvind Kejriwal is making sure parents whose children study in Delhi government schools will have real-time access to CCTV footage of classrooms to ensure transparency and safety of children. The two Koreas, North and South, agreed to form a united women's hockey team for next month's Winter Olympics in the South, the latest in a flurry of cross-border talks. Following a working-level meeting held at the Truce Village of Panmunjom, the two sides also announced that their athletes would make a joint entrance carrying a pro-unification flag. A BJP leader from Jharkhand was caught on tape thrashing the district transport officer of Latehar district. The assault, which was caught on tape, happened the officer allegedly removed a nameplate from the BJP leader Rajdhani Yadav's vehicle carrying his designation and name. A 25-year-old Kerala Muslim who was the first man from his religion and state to come out of the closet say it scrapping 377 doesn't mean that it would become easier to live in the society as a practicing Muslim who is gay. Agree or disagree? If someone wants to experience the pain of an untouchable, he or she must travel as a non-food passenger on Rajdhani. The person would not get a single cup of tea from the pantry car even in extreme cold or when the train is running late by 10 to 12 hours. It seems Rajdhani pantry car has given birth to new untouchables. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the Sabarmati Ashram from where much of Mahatma Gandhi's political life evolved. How would the Prime Minister of Israel approach Gandhi? And like many other heads of states who visit Gandhi's ashram or Rajghat in the regular official protocols, or out of sheer respect to a saint, it is a much distinct moment for an Israeli Prime Minister due to the way Gandhi understood and responded to Zionism, the national movement of the Jewish people for the nation-state. Government subsidies for religious purposes must be avoided in secular country. This is a constitutional imperative. The public money should be spent on health, education, roads and other needs of the people and not on Kailash Manasarovar Yatra or Hajj or any other religious pilgrimage. It is for the citizens to work out their private religious matters and the government should have no role in this regard. Zakia Sonam, women's rights activist and one of the founding members of Bharatiya Muslim Mahila Andolan, writes that Hajj subsidy is a misnomer. It is based on half-truths, ignorance and ideology.
That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak and stay tuned with us for more updates tomorrow. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.